This is an NITV radio podcast. For the full program, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio.
There's about 50 of us, all that have given different parts of the story and contributed to different factors of our story and the canoe making and that kind of stuff. And so there's a good chunk of us going. Two canoes full that are paddling up there, and then there's a whole bunch of support boats that are going to be around for the trip.
So, Jarala, can you tell us a bit about yourself and, who your people are?
I'm Jarala Slab, and I come from my grandmother's Bunjalung, from the Kujingbara clan. Our grandfather is Yugambeh as well, so that connects up to the southeast Queensland. So we're all from all that kind of part.
Beautiful. Well, yeah, I grew up in Logan City, and I've spent, you know, most of my childhood and early adult life on country there and around the waterways. So it's lovely to talk to you and to learn from you today. So do you want to talk more about the craft and cultural traditions of the canoe and canoe making for your people?
Yeah, no worries. So traditionally there was two types of canoes for us here, and the first one being bark, and that one we use the skin of a tree, of certain types of trees, and you peel that back and you make your canoe. And also the second one for us was the dugout, and that one was just getting the log of the tree and carving and making the canoe out of that.
Wow. And can you talk a little bit more about your people? Who are the Gooris and Saltwater people? And you mentioned language groups and shared boundaries. Can you just explain a little bit more about the region for us?
Yep, so no worries. So the place that we're going to be paddling is Yugambeh, and the Yugambeh chain of language speakers around that area. And down south into where we are, which is just south of Talabudjara Creek, which is Minjimbul and Kujingbara, we speak Ngunnawal.
It's a lot of beautiful words there and language names and groups that you're using. And growing up and spending a lot of time on the Gold Coast, you know, we weren't really taught this.
Yeah, that's for sure. I think we're kind of lucky in our place where we were. A lot of our grandfathers and grandmothers kept our language and shared it to our fathers and our grandfathers, and so, which in turn, luckily for us, we're pretty strong in that and understand a lot of language and speak it.
Yeah. And so can you share a bit more, Jarala, about the journey and the ancient trade route around the waterways there?
Yeah, no worries. So the one that we're doing is just one of them. Water's important, and that place important in particular, is because that connects a lot of us mobs there and all the way up through to Minjeriba. This one just happens to be the one that was written down. All those waterways are trade routes, and there was heaps of different places that we traded certain things and went and crossed the rivers and boundaries at. So this one is also just a good one to paddle as well. It's good fun.
So why do you think it's important to share this story on Australia Day weekend and leading into the Commonwealth Games? Do you think that it's important to share culture so people who visit your country now understand more about who your people are?
Yeah, definitely. I think this kind of story is good to be shared all the time. I think the reason why we chose that Australia Day weekend is just because the tides were right, which makes it easy for us to paddle the canoe. And so, but this story, I think, is important for everyone, especially those coming onto country, so they learn and become part of our story and we can move and work together in this kind of thing. And, I think the tide just, that was the time that the tide was right, and so it was a good time to go.
So I can imagine, you know, in the time of your people were traditionally using the trade route, there would have been so much, you know, so much beautiful fresh seafood and plants and food on the land there. It just would have been, you know, heaven on earth. It still is, but, you know, I can imagine it would just have been more sacred.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, it's good we're still out there every day and still fishing and still living off what we've got and what we've been given and looking after it. So it's just a good fun to get back out there and take the younger fellas and the people that are learning and pass on to learn the cultural knowledge, but also pass on some of the stuff that we've learned over the short time that we've been learning some stuff, and just be a part of the journey and And just, yeah, so it's been good just learning and passing on and the cultural knowledge that gets passed down through this kind of thing.
Can you talk about the ceremony? I know there's a traditional name and the communities that are actually coming and joining the journey who are from other countries.
The ceremony in our language, most cultures and most Aboriginal languages, we don't have a word for goodbye. And so we say Nyalangi, which means we'll see you again. We've got to go for this paddle, but it's not the end, it's just the beginning. And we'll always come back and we've got to move forward together. And, we'll see each other again.
This was an NITV radio podcast. For more, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio or download the SBS radio app.